Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm on my walk to work, last mile before I get to the office, and it's Wednesday the 2nd March, 2nd of March, something like that anyway. Bit of an odd time really, it's been quite busy. In fact, for some bizarre reason I haven't been keeping up with all the audio booths, so there was a stack of about 30 of them which I've been listening to, I have to admit, at double speed. Just to get through them. Now, I don't know if that's disrespectful to the people who are carefully crafting every word in the audio booths. But what's quite amusing is that there was I subscribed to the Three Counties Radio audio booth, which I think is a brilliant idea, very innovative, because what it offers is sort of highlights of programmes that have been on with interesting points that have been raised. One was about the speed limit. And this woman came on, and if you speed her up to twice the speed, she sounds like Sandy Toksvig. So there we go, if you want to do an impression of a short Norwegian game show host presenter, that's all you have to do. In response to a few things, not really anything particularly interesting or edifying, Simon, Mr. Toon, you were saying how... It's catching up with booze is quite difficult because you have to go to the website to look at people's profiles. I actually very rarely use the audiobook website because, as you say, most of the time is spent listening. And I use the RSS feed and download the podcasts, which update almost immediately. And so I can listen to audiobooks whenever I like in a kind of a playlist, which is quite useful. And they play one after the other, so I don't have to kind of keep pressing play. And obviously, if there's a long one, because some people have got this super human capability of recording like 25-minute audio booths, and yes, there are some, I can skip them to listen to later on. And iTunes doesn't mark them as play, so they stay with me, which is quite cool. Jana, I've been enjoying your voice. Listening to you talking about life with Amelia and Henry, although it's really, I have to turn it up to be able to listen to you. And when I turn it up, over the last couple of audio booths you've recorded, I think you were in the kitchen making some food. It was peculiar. It sounded like the space shuttle was launching outside your window. This really low, rumbling roar. Pretty cool, really, in my little headphones. And Mr. Andy Harbert-Taylor, I didn't respond in time, unfortunately, to your thing about the house number 3. But we live in a very tall, thin townhouse, and the ground floor was extended as a kind of like a granny annex. And we've made very good use of it over the last sort of 10 years since we moved in. We've had guests over, we've actually had people staying with us for a short period of time, you know, a few weeks, while they were coming back from America or whatever, so it's been, and it is an independent life for them, which has really worked well. Oh dear, there's a dustbin lorry reversing, so this could get annoying and noisy. I'm just going to stand here for a bit. Continue talking to you. So, what's happening in my life? Well, it's the usual mundanity, really. Very busy at work, although tomorrow it's amazing, since the CT scan, which is just a couple of weeks ago, everything's moved on quite quickly, certainly quicker than I was expecting from the dear old NHS, and I'm actually having surgery tomorrow to have an investigation done into why my left-hand sinuses are blocked, and so there'll be some general anaesthetic fun and some nil-by-mouth fun and all that business. I'm going to try and cross the road now, I think, and and getting to the hospital at 7 o'clock in the morning business. I was going to be taking tomorrow off anyway to spend some time with Beth, who doesn't work on a Thursday anyway, but we'll be having some time together courtesy of the National Health Service, and it'll mean an enforced break of work. But because it's Thursday, Friday I'll book off, obviously, because apparently after a bit of poking around in the sinuses it's difficult to see straight, but by all accounts, I'll be able to go back to work on Monday or Tuesday next week. Well, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. God, idiot. So there's a bike just drove in front of a Range Rover, turning right. Completely the wrong side of the road. Well, anyway, I'm rambling. So that's life at the moment then. It's my last day at work for, it could be up to a week. And so I've got meetings that I booked on Friday, which I've moved to today, which has pretty much jammed the day up. But I like a challenge. I've probably been rambling on for more than 5 minutes. So I shall close now. Wish you a happy day. Thank you very much for all the contributions. And I shall speak to you soon. Cheerio.